The following program is sponsored by God Shining Light.
Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God Shining Light Church. Getting real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you tuned into the show today. It is a blessing and an honor to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Here on this show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life circumstances, real life problems that people deal with every day of their life. We want people to know that God loves them and God is for them. He isn't against them. He is on their side, and through His Word, He wants to help people to overcome the things of this world. That is why Jesus came, was to break the curse of this world, to destroy the darkness of this world, and to empower God's people to overcome this world. My Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved." So always remember that God is for you. He is not against you. Today on this show, we're going to talk about anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without God. And we're going to get into the Word here in just a moment. But before we do, I want to take a moment to encourage you to get up and go to church wherever you're at, whatever is going on today in your life. God desires you to go and visit Him at a local church. If you have a local church, get up and go and support your pastor. He has a word for you today, a word of wisdom or knowledge or understanding, a word of encouragement to help you, to empower you to overcome the things of this world. If you do not have a church, where do you go to get wisdom? Where do you go to gain knowledge? Where do you go to get strengthened to overcome the attacks that this world brings upon your life? That is what the church is for. That is what God wants to use the church for, is to empower His people to overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, knowing that God is working in their life. So get up and go to church today. If you don't have a local church in your life, then come and visit us at God Shining Light Church. We have two services every Sunday, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We are located at 9897 East 11th Street. So come out and visit us. We also have a satellite church in Skytook, Oklahoma. Service begins at 11 a.m. and it is located at 206 East 3rd Street. Go out and visit Pastor George. He'll be there at 11 a.m. and I know he would love to see you. If you are in the Tulsa area, at God Shine Light Church, we also have a Sunday night service that begins at 6 p.m. live with Pastor Jim. Awesome worship, a great time in the Word. And then on Tuesday night, we have Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people to overcome their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups. And we serve a meal at 6 p.m. Main service begins at 7 p.m. and then small groups begin at 8. So come out and visit if you are needing some help overcoming the hurts, the habits, and the hang-ups of this life. Then on Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we have Getting Real with Pastor Dixie Bible Study. Come out and visit us. Let us know you heard about us on the radio show, and let us know you've been listening to us, and give us an encouragement to continue to keep this show on the air. Also, let's take a moment, give a shout out to all of our listeners up in Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, and all of their families that have joined in with them. Also, let's give a shout out to the ladies over at Eddie Warrior, who's tuned in to the radio show today. I'm looking forward to revival up there next week. It's going to be a great time. And then also, let's give a shout out to the men up at Vanita, and also the men over at Just Done. And I even heard the men over in Cushing is listening to the radio show, and all of their families are joining in. And I am just blessed and honored to have this opportunity to speak a word of life into your hearts. Praise the Lord. Also, let's give a shout out to all of our Wings of Freedom clients who post on Facebook every week. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is about to begin. Get a cup of coffee and listen. And then let's give a shout out to God Shining Light Church, who helps to make this show possible every week. All of our supporters that's tuned into the show, may God bless you and may God speak to your heart and empower you in a mighty way today. Well, as we get ready to get started on the radio show, I want to talk about anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without God. Have you ever stopped long enough to think about your worries, your stress, your fears? They all come upon you because you are visioning your future without God in the midst of it. Do you see God working in your life, or do you believe that God desires the best for you and that the outcome is for your good, not for your bad? Do you realize that God desires to work in your life, and it could be the reason why anxiety or stress or worry is overwhelming you? Because God is trying to get you to invite you in, to invite Him into your world, invite Him into your situation, invite Him into your life. You know, I believe with one word from God can change everything that is going on in your life. One word can bring that miracle. One word can bring that strength that you need. One word can increase your faith and empower you to overcome the circumstances and the situation that you find yourself in. But what are you doing to bring that word into your life? Are you seeking after God? Are you listening to God? Do you believe in God? Today on the radio show, we're going to begin in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. If you have your Bibles, pull them out. Let's look at it together. I know God desires to bless you. I know God desires to move into your life. So let's take a moment and see what the Word of God has to say about your situation. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, and it goes like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now that's the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and it begins with this, in the beginning. Okay, in the beginning, God. There has to be a beginning for all things. The beginning of your stress, the beginning of your worry, the beginning of your anxiety that you may be facing or dealing with, the beginning of your problem or circumstances that you find yourself in. Not everything happens in an instant or happens in a moment. A lot of times we find ourselves that we processed in to the situation that we find ourselves in. We didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a drug addict, or I wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be an alcoholic, or I want to go to prison, or I want to destroy my family, or I want to destroy my career. No, we never wake up in one day and do that. What we do is we process into situations, and then we have to process out of situations. There is a beginning to all things. But whenever you bring God into your life and you bring God into your situation, you begin to recognize the Almighty Creator of the heavens and earth. When I say God on this radio show, I'm referring to the God, the one God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them. And He began to speak with a word. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and bam, light was. In that, that's where the beginning of all things came from. When you begin to go back to that point, when you begin to recognize God in the beginning of creation and realize all that God has done in the world today, think about it for a moment. He is the one who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them. Can you imagine how He placed the sun just the right distance away from the earth, and the earth the right distance away from the sun, so that we wouldn't freeze to death or we wouldn't burn up? Can you imagine when He created the seas and all that is in them, all the creatures that swim in the ocean, the whales, the sharks, the fish, the lobsters, the crabs? Can you imagine His creation in the seas? But then also, let's look at the creation of mankind, how He created man and all of the animals, and how everything produces after its kind. You place an apple seed in the ground, it produces an apple tree, which produces more apples. How in the midst of chaos, there's still order. In the midst of circumstances and situations, God still has a plan, and His plan is good and not evil. His plan is to prosper and not destroy. His plan is to build up and to help create, not to cause devastation or chaos or madness. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God came, or Christ came, to give us life and life abundantly. Now, some people listening to me would ask the question, well, how do I get God to work for me? You get God to work for you through His Word. As we read there in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." How do you get to know God? Through His Word. How do you get God to work in your life? Through His Word. When you hear His Word and you apply His Word, then His Word begins to work in your life. But just like a seed is planted in the ground, so must His Word be planted in your situation, your circumstances, what's happening in your life. As you begin to recognize what's going on and you begin to find the Word of God that applies to your situation. For instance, you're struggling in doing something. You're having a struggle in overcoming something. Philippians 4:13 plainly says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." What is it saying? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you take that word and you place it in your situation, then God begins to move. When you begin to recognize, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "And we allow no corrupt communication to proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer." When you hear that word and then you begin to speak life and not death, when you begin to edify yourself or those around you in a positive flow, then God begins to move in that situation. When you begin to take His word and apply His word to your stress, to your worry, to your anxiety, you begin to have a vision that puts God in your future. If God is in your future, what do you have to worry about? Why do you have to have anxiety or stress or worry? The Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, that the peace that passes all understanding would keep your heart and keep your mind as you keep them stayed upon God." See, God is watching over His Word to perform it in our lives. And when we take His Word and we begin to apply it to our situation or to our circumstances, when we plant that word in the ground and we begin to water that seed of that word, then it begins to grow in that situation. And as it begins to grow, it begins to turn a bad thing into a good thing. It begins to take a negative and turn it into a positive. It begins to empower God's people, even in the midst of darkness, to become the light and to become the salt of the earth. God began to deal with me in this situation years ago when I found myself surrounded by nothing but darkness, when I found myself surrounded by nothing except negativity or destruction or madness. What I'm referring to was whenever I found myself in prison, I was surrounded by some of the most vicious people on the face of the earth, you could say, because of the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, the hurt of this world. It's infested inside the prisons. A lot of people have been abused that are in prison, and because they've been abused, then they abuse others. And so here I am, I found myself in the atmosphere of darkness. And you may find yourself right now today, you're in an atmosphere of darkness, and all around you is negativity. Your circumstances seem to be nothing but destruction all around you. That is where God wants you to take His Word and begin to apply it to your life and become a doer of the Word. Not a hearer only. He desires us to be a doer of the Word. He didn't call us to be a judge. He didn't call us to condemn people. He didn't call us to attack people. No, He called us to be the salt of the earth and to change the circumstances of this world from a curse to a blessing. He sets before us every day life and death, blessing or cursing. And then He tells us to choose life, to choose the blessing. Well, we in our situations have to make a choice. I found myself in that prison. I was surrounded by negativity, all the darkness, all of the cussing, all of the hate, all the bitterness. And then I began to take God's word and apply it to my life. I began to take God's word and apply it to my circumstances around my life. My cell was my safe haven. It was a place I could go and withdraw from all the other prisoners. church. And in my cell, I would spend time reading God's word. I would spend time praying. I would spend time worshiping God inside my cell. As I would come up out of my cell, the situations and circumstances would change. I became the light inside that prison. I became a representative of God's love to all of those men. They all knew that I was a Christian. They all knew that I was living for God and seeking after God. And yeah, there was those that persecuted me. There was those that laughed and made fun of me and, you know, called me a Bible thumper or a Jesus freak. But I want you to know, I didn't care about that. What I cared about was I needed a miracle from God, and I was applying God's word to my situation. I was applying God's word to my circumstance, and that word would begin to empower me throughout my day. One of the words that God used for me was found in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. If you have your Bibles, let's turn on over there and see. Whenever I would see God in my future, it would remove the anxiety that I was feeling, the anxiety that I would never get out of prison alive. Instead of looking at me having an 80-year prison sentence and never getting out of prison alive, I would look at God's word. I would see God in my future. I would envision what God wanted to do in my future to empower me to overcome my circumstances. My God, I hope this is making sense to you, because I believe that God has a word for you today that would apply to your situation and your circumstances, planted in your heart, planted in your situation, and God would begin to grow in that situation to change the circumstances, change what's going on, to envision God in the future. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31, I'd ask for you to turn over there. These were the words of Jesus. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now here I am, I have an 80-year prison sentence. I'm living in a negative world inside the prison with no hope of getting out if I look at the situation without God in it. But then as I took God's word and I applied it into my situation, which said, if I continue in his word, then I truly am his disciple indeed, and I shall know the truth, and the truth would set me free. The truth would make me free. Well, in that, with God's word, as I would begin to apply it, it would increase my faith. My vision was God working in my future. Your vision today needs to be God working in your future. It will remove all anxiety. It will remove all stress. It will remove all worry. Let's say your problem, your situation right now, if you can take a drop of God's power, a drop of God's miracle, just like a raindrop, and drop it right now into your situation through his word, would that not empower you and strengthen you to remove the stress, to remove the worry, to remove the fear? The reason why we're worried or we're stressed is because we don't trust in God to help us to overcome the situation. Sometimes we think it's God that brought the situation on. In reality, it wasn't God. It was our own choices. It was our own desires. It was the temptation of the enemy that brought about the destruction. And because of that, we have to recognize the enemy. We must push him out of our life, and we must bring God into our life so that he would be glorified. That's the will of God. God is not out to punish you. God is not out to hurt you. He may be out to correct you, because the word of God says, whom the Father loves, he chastens. But that word chasten is not set forth for punishment. That word chasten is set forth for correction. If we need correcting in our lives, let's invite God into our world that he may correct us so that we can go on living our life and accomplish what he wants to do. I go back to that word that I dropped into my future, which said, if I continue in God's word, truly I am his disciple. Well, I would read the word every day. I would pray the word every day. I would confess the word every day in my situation, in my circumstance. I'd be filled up with peace, knowing that God is in control. I would have joy, knowing that God was filling my heart with his love, his mercy, and his grace. And because of that, it would begin to empower me to overcome my circumstances, overcome my situation, to where I was a light shining inside that prison. You may find yourself right now in prison. I know I'm speaking to a lot of prisoners out there. You may find yourself right now, you're struggling with drugs or you're struggling with alcohol, or you may be struggling in your relationship and it seems like the devil's winning and he's destroying everything in your life. You need to stop him and apply God's word in your life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path." Well, are you struggling in trusting today? Can you trust in God? Have you seen God ever do something in your life before? You know, let me ask you this. Have you ever had an experience with God or an encounter with God? Do you believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth and the seas? If you do, and if you have had an experience, if God worked in your life before, what makes you think he won't work in your life again? You're listening to me and you say, "Well, Pastor, I got sin in my life." That sin will not stop God from working in your life. That sin will stop you from working in God's life. That's why you want to get sin out. That's why you want to stop doing the wrong and start doing the right. One day at a time. One day at a time, allow God to come into your life. Allow God to come into your world, in your situation, and begin to apply his word. When you apply God's word is God, and God is God's word. It's his will, all right? When you hear his word, that is his will. When you hear the word that God desires to bless you, that God desires to strengthen you and empower you to overcome this world, I would hope that it would bring a peace inside you. What word do you need to apply to your situation today? God loves you. God is for you. He desires to do great things in your life. Take a moment and look at what's going on in your life. What's the purpose in it? What's the reason in it? God desires to give you the victory in all things. It is his will that we become more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Now let's look at a couple of scriptures in God's word. And you might want to write these down. One of them is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And it says this, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages." So here we are, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." What are you asking or thinking that you want God to do for you? He is able. Now seek him. Apply that word into your situation. Apply that word into your circumstances. He is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you would ever ask or think. So ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking on the door that you believe God wants to open for you or to change your situations. Here's another scripture. It's found in Romans chapter 8. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. And I love this scripture because it shows forth the love of God. It says, "What shall we then say to these things?" What are these things? What is the things that are troubling you? What are the things that's bringing you anxiety or bringing you stress or bringing you worry? What are the things that are affecting you and stopping you from living for God or serving God or bringing God into your situation? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Man, did you ever think about that? If God be for you, who can be against you? Who's going to try and stop you from accomplishing God's will in your life? The devil tries to, but if you take the word of God and you apply the word of God into your situation, you have to plant it like a seed. You got to water it like a seed. You got to allow it to grow like a seed. But then there's coming a day when the harvest will come. It may take 3 days. It may take 30 days. It may take 40 days. It may take 6 months. It may even take 6 years like it took for me. But I promise you this, as God did it for me, He'll do it for you. He is on your side and He desires to bless you, set you free, empower you. He desires to deliver you from darkness, heal your infirmities, and give you the strength you need to overcome this world. That is the will of God. Let's go on and read this. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It is with Jesus that we are able to overcome the curse of this world. We're able to overcome the darkness that is trying to destroy us, that thief that's trying to steal from us, the enemy that's trying to kill us. With God, He desires to freely give us all things. And all He's asking you and I to do is to invite Him into your situation. And the way you invite Him in is through His Word. Praise God. Well, my time has gotten away from me today. I pray that you've heard a word from God today. Contact me on Facebook at Pastor Dixie or go to our website, gslchurch.com. Send me an email. Let me know you are enjoying the program on the radio. I need some feedback to know that this program is reaching you. Do not forget, God loves you. God's for you. He's not against you. And He desires to give you the victory through His Word. Thank you for tuning in to the radio show this week. May God's blessings be upon you. His face shine upon you. Until next week, always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.